I can remember what I'm doing since we haven't been here. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Three Guys, One Up. Sorry about last week. We had to take a week off because fucking wind knocked out my interwebs and some of the power to my entire neighborhood. So I had to take a week off.
City.
Yeah, it was.
It was all over. Somehow I miraculously avoided losing anything.
Yeah, that's nice. Because even without internet for like a day and a half was just like, what the fuck do I do with my day? But we are back this week.
Use your imagination to masturbate.
Nah, I just waited. Built it up.
Keep a magazine on standby.
It's hidden in my floorboards. So anyway, what do we do here? Let's talk about some video games and shit. One thing I wanted to start out with was the Xbox news that happened sometime last week when they just started dropping bombs on us. So you guys saw Microsoft just make an announcement after announcement, yeah?
Yeah, somebody leaked some information about Series S, and Microsoft was like, well, fuck it. Let's drop a whole bomb, make everything official.
Yeah, was that like 1 a.m. our time, mountain time, that the Xbox Twitter account was like, okay, fuck it, let's make it official and just drop the tweet. And everybody woke up to a tweet with the pricing on the Series S and the Series X. And pretty good news for everybody. What is it, $299 for the Series S? That's your budget box. And was it $499 for the Series X?
$499 for the Series X, which is about $100 cheaper than I expected it to be.
Yeah, me too. For a big ballin' machine like this, that's pretty fucking cheap.
I was pleasantly surprised with the affordability of the next generation units.
Yeah, I totally agree. And not only that, but Game Pass dropped another big bomb of news, and they're going to be including, what is it, EA Play with the Game Pass now?
Yeah, for no extra cost.
Yeah, so if you're already a Game Pass member, you just get EA Play on top of that. That's fucking nuts. I was talking to Spencer about this. I don't know how they can afford to do that, but $15 a month for the gold, EA Play, the Game Pass. I mean, what else comes with that? There's more that comes with that, too.
The xCloud Gaming.
Yeah.
Which went live on the 15th.
Yeah, I haven't tried it out yet, and still skeptical, but I got to check it out sometime.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot at some point, probably here pretty soon, just to be able to say I tried it, and hopefully it's not terrible.
Well, I know you were planning on picking up one of these Series X machines day one, right, Spence? When was that pre-order happening?
The 22nd. The pre-orders go live on the 22nd, so I'll definitely make sure to get on that.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's just exciting news. And Valhalla is going to be released with the Series X as well. The new Assassin's Creed game, so that was some big news too. You know, they lost out on Halo, so they needed some big game to kind of take them out.
To be that day one, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a good one to do so because a lot of people are anticipating this game. Me being one of them, I think it looks like a fucking great game.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked for that. I'll probably have that day one. That'll be my day one game for myself.
Yeah, well, and that's a good one to have day one, too, because you're going to be able to really take your time on it. That's going to be a big, fat game to work your way through.
Yeah.
I am just all the way stoked for Cyberpunk. It seems to be what I am entirely focused on this season. That game looks so amazing.
Yeah, it's really hard to take your sights off of that one, which is another big, fat, beefy game. It's just supposed to be massive. There was some news about that was a lot of people were kind of shitting their pants over because they came out and said the multiplayer would have microtransactions. They're like, hey, you said we would never have microtransactions in this game. It's like, yeah, well, that's not this game. That's like saying GTA 5 and GTA 5 Online are the same exact game. They're not.
They're not, yeah.
And they said it had something to do with like how the structure of the system is set up with when it comes to DLC as well. They essentially they just reasserted, look, we're not going to charge anything. There's not going to be any microtransactions in this game. You don't have to worry about that.
No, and I want DLC out of them because The Witcher 3 DLC was like incredible. They did some amazing stuff with that game to add to the game. So that's the kind of DLC that I do want. That's not a microtransaction to me. That's additional game content that it extends the game that I already have.
Right. Yeah, I miss that trend. I miss the trend of just being like, okay, well, here's a new expansion 6 months after the game came out that adds more content, actual more content.
Side quests, story quests,
items. Yeah, not just, here's some skins that we're going to charge an arm and a leg for, and everyone who doesn't buy them looks like shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm right there. I don't find that to be the bad news that everybody was putting out there for, that CD Projekt Red is actually lying to us behind closed doors and they're going to riddle this game with microtransactions, because that's not true. Even the microtransactions in the online game are, we don't even know what that will entail. And the online game isn't going to come out for another year and a half to 2 years after Cyberpunk 2077 already comes out. All we know about it is they're calling it Cyberpunk 2077 Online right now. That's not even a guaranteed title. They might even rename it because it's a completely different game.
Yeah, they could call it something completely different and it wouldn't matter.
So yeah, I mean, I'm with you, David. That is the game to look out for. And I'm still super stoked on it, even though some people are now pooping all over CD Projekt Red. And
there's no reason for.
I don't agree with the poop. It's non-essential poop.
They don't. CDPR does not deserve our poop right now. Speaking of people that do deserve our poop, all the newer trailers that I've been seeing for the Avengers, all have each of the characters wearing like alternate skins and stuff. I've seen like Mr. Fix-It for the Hulk. I've seen like a retro skin for Captain America. Like that's just a trend that I've been noticing with the latest trailers coming out.
They're like, so hey, they're advertising the game and then it's with shit that you're not going to have if you just buy the game. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I've seen. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. And the problem with that game is it does actually look pretty good. The gameplay looks pretty good, but there's no reason for me to dig in and buy it right now. That's a game I'm going to wait another year to 2 years to just buy on a Steam sale.
It looks stellar. It like nothing about this, the gameplay like appears bad at all. It still looks like the game that I was super hyped for, that like you get to play as each of these heroes, but everything else surrounding it's what's really soured my attitude towards it. I'm just not hyped on it at all anymore.
It is definitely something that is worth waiting for, that you don't have to bother with the microtransactions and stuff. It'll be fine to buy this as a $30, $40 game, you know? But yeah, you guys check out Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. That dropped last Friday or something like that?
Yeah, I bought it day one.
So did I, and I did not expect the level of addiction that I'd be feeling from that game. I just fucking went at it hard. I 100%ed it I shouldn't say 100%ed it, because I don't think that would be possible in 2 days. I 100%ed the course, the game. So I beat like all the game aspects of it, but now I have to go through and get all the challenges and shit done. And fuck, there's a lot to do in that game.
Man, you are far better at that game than I am. I haven't even unlocked Roswell yet. Now, granted, I have been jumping between 1 and 2 a little bit, but
yeah, man,
there's some of those challenges where I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Don't know how to do this.
I was telling you a little bit about this. One of the challenges for each of your skaters is called Specialty Skater. So you can create your own skater, and you don't have to do this with them because you don't necessarily have your own specialty moves. You get to pick and choose your specialty moves.
Right.
But every other skater has their own special moves, and they have four of them, I believe. Everybody has four. And one of your challenges for each skater is to complete all four of your special moves in the same combo. And God, with some of these skaters, that's fucking ridiculous.
Jesus
hard.
Christ.
Yeah, so Tony Hawk was actually really hard because his vert tricks are big aerial vert tricks. He does the 900 and the 360 McTwist, and you need a lot of air to do this shit. So
yeah, that makes no sense to me. Like, I honestly don't know how I would do that.
There's only like a couple
getting
of
enough
air
just to pull off the 900 by itself is ridiculous. Then you go into a manual and you lose your speed.
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to get more air to do this next big trick?
There's a couple of maps that you're able, because you have to also do your special grinds in there too. So he has two special grinds and two special vert tricks.
Yeah.
So you have to get up on the side of like a quarter pipe, do both of your grinds, come down, manual up into the corner of the quarter pipe. So you could do a 900, come back down, revert, manual, go up to the other side of the corner and do a 360 McTwist. And having enough air to do all of this really fucking sucks. It's hard.
That is insane.
I worked my dick off to do that. Like Bob Burnquist was easy. Rodney Mullen was pretty easy, but Tony Hawk's moves were hard to land, man. But I've been loving these games.
I guess I suck, dude. I really do. I suck real bad.
I don't know. Use the D-pad. That's like the best advice I could give, is using sticks on a game like this doesn't translate well for me. Maybe it does for others, but being able to use the D-pad to do specific tricks really helps me out.
Yeah, I get that. I tried it a little bit and I wasn't any better, but it's a pretty low bar, so I don't know.
I've dumped so many hours into all the Tony Hawks growing up that it took a little while, but muscle memory really did kind of set in for me, where I'm just going off on these endless combos.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting a little better. We'll see.
Moving on from that, I don't know what else I could say about Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. These games are just spot on with the nostalgia, plus the upgraded graphics that they were able to deliver with this was incredible. I felt like they did a stupendous job. This is some of the best remake I've seen. They did really, really well.
Yeah, I agree. I'm having a ton of fun with it.
So yeah, check out Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. It is on PC. It's on the Epic Game Store, and I think it's on all platforms otherwise. Another game that just got a full release in the Epic Game Store, I don't know if you guys have heard about this game, it's called Spellbreak. Have you seen any of this?
A little bit, not a whole lot.
So I was... No, go
just
ahead.
What I'm looking at now that you mentioned it tonight.
I got invited to play the alpha of this game, and I did a bit, and I wasn't too impressed. It was just another battle royale with kind of a different gimmick, because everybody's a spell user. But as they developed it, I've noticed some great changes that they've made. Like, you actually get to pick kind of a class before going into the game, so you can level up and upgrade your kind of starting abilities and stuff like that, and choose which spells you start out with and which spells you want to augment with and shit like that. And it's a pretty intense battle royale. I've played a few games of it since full release, and they did a really good job of it, of developing it through alpha and beta. So this is one to look out for. I don't know if it's going to be like a Fortnite killer or anything, but I do hope it gains a little more traction than it has now, because I think it's a solid-ass game.
Yeah, that's cool. Watching the trailer, it looks decent. It's not really my style, but, you know, if it becomes big enough, maybe I'll give it a try.
Bandwagoner.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It's fun. Like I said, I threw a little bit of time in it because it's free. That's another great thing about it, is it's a free game. So I just kind of download it. It was only like, it was right under 7 gigs, maybe around 8 gigs. I don't remember. So small free game. It was worth it to check out. And I like the updates that they did to it. And if you're getting tired of Warzone and Fortnite and you're looking for something a little bit different, check this game out. I kind of like the style of the battle, of your attacks and stuff like that. I really like how they did it. I'm just kind of tired of Battle Royale. I wish this was more of an MMO or something that they did this way, because it's a really cool concept how they did your combat. And I just wish it wasn't a Battle Royale. I'm done with Battle Royale for now, I think.
Yeah, that's my issue as well. That was the whole... When I said it's not for me, that's the Battle Royale aspect.
Right.
Now that's... And again, I'm not hating on the entire concept of something like that. Like Fall Guys does it in a really unique way.
Right.
But the, you know, I don't know. Battle Royales overall, I'm just not a huge fan of.
Yeah, I've done my time.
Just like another Battle Royale, just this one looks a little differently. It's got a new gimmick. It's yeah. That fad is past now, guys.
Yeah. I'm done with it.
They're going to keep riding it out. I know Cold War, I'm sure everybody's seen Call of Duty Cold War announcement.
Mm-hmm.
I know we gave the trailer a little bit of shit for catering to China's needs. But I know they're going to probably have another big Battle Royale, especially with their success with Warzone. So why wouldn't they? This train's going to keep riding for a while, you know, but I would be pretty happy to watch the trend end, or to watch more things happen with it, like with what you said, like Fall Guys, where it's that is a battle royale, you could call it, because 60 people go in, one person wins.
Right.
So, but it's more game showy. It's more fun. It's goofy. There's a bunch of different games. You're not just going in and trying to kill everything you see. So,
yeah, but that's what it is. It's the same format, but a different gimmick. You know, it's not the same shit again.
So yeah. I'd like to see it evolve more, like with what Fall Guys did. And on Fall Guys, there's massive update that just happened today. So by the time this airs, like, you guys probably will have been playing it already. But Big Yeetus is in play. Anti-Cheetus is in play. A bunch of different changes to the current maps and random changes, which I really like. You're not getting the same maps over and over again. If you're getting a seesaw, now sometimes the seesaw, there's certain seesaws missing. Now sometimes there's a Big Yeetus right in the middle of a seesaw. Like, it's a nice random change. It changes people's lines from being the same dedicated bullshit on Fall Mountain every time to having to dodge an additional couple of things.
Yeah, it should make the game feel more fresh again, like it did when it first came out, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm really happy. It was
really nice, you know, the first few days where nobody knew exactly what they were doing and anybody had a chance to win a crown.
Yeah, you give enough of these people that are able to spend hours and hours of time on these games, they're going to, and they're going to be really fucking good at it. So throwing a wrench into those spokes is fully welcomed by me, especially because I was one of those people. I was starting to get a lot more wins on Fall Mountain and stuff because I had a good line. Now I have to rethink everything.
No.
Slime climb can be completely different every time you play it now, and I love that.
Did you see the news that came out about what they did with all the cheaters for a while before they put the anti-cheat in place?
I did, that they were creating like their cheater island or whatever.
Yeah, so they took anybody who they flagged as a cheater and put them in separate queues to all join up with each other. So remember, there were those reports that came out for a bit there where cheaters were starting to post about how they weren't able to find a lobby, like they had been shadow banned. It turns out they weren't shadow banned. The
lobbies just weren't big enough.
There weren't enough cheaters yet in their region to populate this cheater island. So finally they got enough. They flagged enough people, and there's videos of games of all cheaters, just like from start to finish, like all five rounds are all filled with cheaters. There was one Fall Mountain where literally like all 12 people in the lobby just immediately zoomed straight to the crown and were all bouncing off each other, trying to be the one to grab it.
I love that. It's fucking love funny. That. Like it just goes to show how these devs are really having a lot of fun with their job, you know. They're trolling right back, and I love that. The big anti-cheat update today, they're now using Epic's anti-cheat, so I did not see a cheater all day today.
Well, that's good. Yeah,
I played maybe 5-6 games, so it wasn't a lot, but I had been seeing a cheater every 3 games or so, right. If not more. So yeah, big Fall Guys stuff. Really excited about that game. For the next month, we got season 1, a little less than a month now, and then season 2, I'm gonna dig into that hard. But yeah, I mean, we are definitely becoming Fall Guys 1-up, so let's move on from that. I wanted to talk to you guys about this game, Among Us. I know I've been talking about it a lot with you guys, not on the show, but I've been watching so many streams of this game. And I was actually wrong. I thought this game just came out, but it's a 2-year-old game. It came out in 2018.
And, I mean, it's still kind of a baby game.
Kinda, yeah, and they're developing a second one, which is great. They can clean up a lot of what they got wrong with the first one. It's also great because they're seeing a lot of play right now. They actually had to update their servers this past week because so many people were playing it, and they're definitely going to have some good funding going into their second title, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it seemed I don't know what it is, but like you said, it was released 2 years ago, but you were not the only like place I saw it blow up all of a sudden.
Yeah, it just kind of erupted, and I don't know the exact origin of why.
I saw PewDiePie playing it. I don't know if it was because maybe he picked it up.
I think that was part of the blow up.
Bandwagoning.
Yeah,
maybe
because it kind of seemed to be that way across all of Twitch. All of a sudden, I got on Twitch one day, and half of Twitch is playing Among Us, and I don't know why.
Everyone's playing this shit.
And it's great. It's great for Twitch too, because there's a ton of streamers. This is okay. Let me give you a quick breakdown of this game since we're gonna be talking about it. It's kind of like a whodunit. 4 to 10 players enter this game. There's 3 different maps. You can choose 1, 2, or 3 imposters. Most of these games that I'm watching have 10 people and they have 2 imposters. Your imposters have to try and kill everybody in this map, while everybody else has to try and complete their tasks and vote off the imposters. Every time somebody gets a kill, if you find the body, you can report the body. You can look at cameras. You can see people, like the imposters can go through vents and stuff. So if you see somebody do that, you point it out and you have this conference. Nobody's allowed to talk at all during the actual gameplay, but during these conferences you get to discuss what you've seen and where you were and who you saw doing what, and either defend your case as an imposter and try and pin the blame on someone else, or defend your innocence as a crew member and try not to get voted off and let the imposters win the game. And it's incredible to watch all these different streamers in all these different groups. They're all groups of 10, so friend groups are mingling together to create more and more groups, and it's amazing to watch this just kind of go viral across Twitch.
Yeah, I played my first game today. I managed to survive throughout the whole round.
Well done.
That was nice.
So you're playing on mobile, yeah? So this is also a mobile game. It's $5 on Steam. It is free on mobile. I think they get away with that because they play an ad after every game or something. And if you end up buying some of their cosmetics, I think you stop getting those ads. But you can play it for free on mobile. So you're playing on mobile, right, David?
Yeah.
So how exactly did that work? You went into an online game. How does discussion work in this game when, because I'm watching streamers, they're all in Discord and stuff like that. So I'm really curious how this works in like a random online match.
I didn't realize that the PC version lets you voice chat with each other. I mean,
Discord. It does not.
Oh, okay, I get it. No, it's essentially the same thing as the PC game. You can, there's a, every time somebody like there's a body spotted or somebody calls an emergency meeting, you can pull up the chat and, you know, that's become the meme in the game is red is sus. You know, red. I saw red coat go into the vent there and shit like that. Like, and you know, everybody makes their case and lies or tells the truth or whatever, and then you go back and you vote, and it's, you get like a minute and a half to talk and vote, or as soon as everyone puts their vote in, whichever is faster.
Okay, so it's all done through text chat then when you're playing in okay. Because when I'm watching a lot of these stream games, it's really great to watch these people kind of battle and trick their way around being the imposter or try and prove their innocence as a crewmate while the imposter is like pointing the blame at them. It's really great when there's multiple people in a room and somebody just dies right in front of you, and the imposter is the one that calls out the body and blames the other person right away. And it's like, wait, and they watching them scramble to be like, no, it wasn't me. Like, no, I swear. I've watched him kill him and then report the body. And it's like, no, why would I do that? Fuck you. So everybody votes off the other guy. And it's really great through the voice chat. So like I said, it's kind of hard for me to imagine the flow of a game through the text chat. I guess it could work, but you definitely need some more time to be able to hash things out and let everybody be heard at that point.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, and there were definitely a couple of the votes where some people just didn't talk. But, you know, I guess each style of communication could lend its own elements of fun to the game.
Yeah, and another way I was thinking of doing it is like if us three and our significant others were all together sitting in a backyard setting or something like that, we all had it on our phones. It could be almost like a board game type thing there. It would be a little bit harder. You can't react when somebody kills you. You can't have those emote moments that would give you away as being dead, because you don't want people to know that you're dead, or you might want people to know that you're dead, but you shouldn't give that away. You need to let the game progress naturally, because if that body wasn't going to be found, that killer can get another kill.
Right.
So it could work in like a board game setting, but that would add more to it. You could read somebody's facial expressions. You could see them fidgeting. So like, it would add another element to the whodunit, I think.
I feel like trying not to react would add would be near impossible for some people that we know.
It would. Like, I'm watching some of these guys on stream, and they're supposed to have their mics muted and whatnot. And every once in a while, somebody fudges it, you know. They're in Discord. This is a third-party program that they're using. So sometimes you just forget to mute yourself, and all of a sudden you're running through a hallway and you get chopped in half real quick, and it's like, ah, fuck, and you just yell out real quick, and everybody's like, oh, okay. It's like, mute your mic, bro. So yeah, the non-reaction is it the game does surprise you. It, like, especially the people that are playing the imposter well, they can do it really well to the point that you don't suspect I don't know, this game would add some trust issues to any relationship. It is definitely one of those types of games. But I really want to play it. I have yet to play a game of it because I'm trying. We got to get like a Saturday evening game or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because the more the merrier. If you have 10 players and two of them are imposters, that seems to be the best way to go about it. One imposter can be pretty easy to point out. So getting a group of friends together to play this would be a lot of fucking fun. All right, well, I think that's all I got on Among Us. You guys got anything else you want to say?
About Among Us or overall?
Either way, that was the last thing on my list that I had to talk about. Do you got any news in gaming?
We had the Ubisoft Forward event.
Oh yeah, I kind of missed that.
There's a few things, a few gems in there. A lot of updates to current games, which I'm not really going to go into, but some cool stuff. They're adapting Far Cry 3 into a VR game.
Nice.
Which should be pretty awesome. There's a new game that they talked about called Roller Champions that looks like a new like fantasy sports game, which looks pretty awesome.
So kind of like a Rocket League or something like that?
Yeah, kind of like a Rocket League, but this one is like people on rollerblades playing some sort of ball game.
What is it, the 90s?
I know, right? It looks like a cross between like Rollerball and Death Race or something.
Fucking Tron Roller Derby.
Yeah, it's like Tron. I would say like Rollerball and Roller Derby. It looks pretty cool. They're apparently doing a lot of like workshopping and getting feedback on improving like the rules of the game and stuff before they launch it, but the trailer looks promising. Cool. I could see they're trying to probably pin down like an esports type of community for it. Oh, what else do we have here? Update. Oh,
Persia remake.
Yeah, that's where I was going next. A remake of Prince of Persia: Sands of Time.
That's
pretty excited about that.
Yeah, that's exciting.
But I was watching Lyric when they were announcing some of this, and I think he said it best in that I love this game, and I would love a great remake. But even more than that, I kind of wish they would have gone the route that they did with like what God of War just did, where they just kind of revitalize it in a new light rather than go for a full remake. If they just would have brought back Prince of Persia and just did Prince of Persia real big,
make a new Prince of Persia game. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That being said, I think Time was a blast.
It's fucking amazing, and I am really excited, and I think they can do a great job.
But I think that's the difference. Is God of War had this series of games which each game was good in its own right, and then you had Prince of Persia had Sands of Time was fantastic. But there was like two or three games that came after that didn't really make a lot of waves. So, yeah. I mean, from that perspective, it makes sense that they didn't like, okay, let's just go back and to the game that made us the one that was good, you know?
I mean, I could see that as kind of like maybe a two-part approach, like first remake Sands of Time, get people hyped for Prince of Persia again, and then start, you know, in a couple of years, drop your new Prince of Persia game.
Yeah,
I could see that working out really well, and I hope they do something like that, because I think that would be really incredible to get some life breathed into that whole franchise. That was such a fun game. I remember when that when Sands of Time came out, I put a bunch of hours into that game.
So that one was good. They're doing a remake of Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game.
Yeah, I saw that. So it'll be like the little 2D side scroller type thing.
Yeah, and that was a fun game. So the movie was fantastic. So
yeah, I fucking love
that's
that.
That's something to look forward to if that's your thing. The last one I saw that piqued my interest was Riders Republic, which is like an outdoor sports like sandbox type game. So take Tony Hawk, but add in like, you know, BMX, skiing, snowboarding, wingsuiting, shit like that.
Okay.
And all of the maps are national parks in the U.S.
That's really cool. It sounds kind of like an expansion on Steep. Did you guys ever play Steep?
Yeah. So, and I think that's
what Ubisoft made Steep, right?
Yeah. So I think it's Steep, but with, like I said, more like mountain biking, BMXing. Yeah, all kinds of like outdoor sports.
That's cool.
Just bigger and like I said, in national parks, it should be pretty awesome.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I love Steep. I thought it was gorgeous. I thought it was a lot of fun to play. I like the sandboxy aspect of it. it wasn't, you know, as much as I love like SSX tricky, it wasn't that, you know, it was actually climbing this mountain to jump off of it or ski down it or whatever it was.
Yeah. So something to look out for with that. What else do we have here? So aside from Ubisoft, I'd seen a rumor pretty recently that Sony had been, that there was supposed to be a cut in production on PS5s by like 4 million units. Basically like supply chain issues, like getting a hold of the chips for the processors and stuff.
Yeah.
But now Sony's coming out and saying that there's no basis to that rumor. So I don't know. I don't know who's being truthful here, but it's still possible that they're denying it, even though it's true. So it's entirely possible that we're going to see even harder, make it even harder to get a hold of a PS5 on launch.
Yeah, I hope that's not the case. And I would really like to think that Sony's not lying about something like that. You know, if you're caught out, you might as well just come out and say you're caught out.
Well, why would they make it harder to get a PS5 on launch day? Like that.
Well, they're saying supply chain issues with getting all of the processors and stuff manufactured in time.
Yeah, it's not like Sony's wanting to do this. They're saying this rumor's saying they're kind of caught in a bind and a little ahead of themselves in their release. But I don't know. I don't know if that rumor has much to stand on. And I would like to think not, but we'll see. And we're supposed to get more PS5 news soon, right? You know, they're scrambling to keep up with this barrage of Microsoft and Xbox news. So I think
at this point, I think they got caught off guard a little bit by Microsoft just doing that dump.
Yeah, and Microsoft was the ones that were caught off guard initially. You know, PS5 came out with some bombshells, and I felt like Microsoft was kind of scrambling, but they had an ace in their hole, and they were really they shat it out of that hole real quick.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. That's it for me. That's all the news I have.
All right. Well, you got anything else, David?
Not really. Let's play some Among Us.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get a big game going. I think Dylan and Mara and Aaron are down to play. So yeah, let's get a bunch of people on there. Get us all in Discord and fucking game down. That'd be a lot of fun. Speaking of Discord, come join our Discord. Tell us what you've been gaming on. Tell us what you want us to talk about. Tell us that we eat poop. Whatever you want to say. Follow us on Twitter. Come check out our website, 3guys1up.com, number 3. So yeah, I think we're good for this week. So we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.